Shrewsbury Offcast, the English language Rolf Cabano podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
I'm... Pause. Sam.
Hello, pause, Sam. Been a long day, it seems.
Yes.
Long day or just knackered generally?
Terrible day. Just for a multitude of reasons. However,
all right,
we're here.
We're clear. We don't want any more bears.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We've got a couple of things to get through today. We are looking back at the games away in Chrudim and home to Viktoria Žižkov. We've got the regular Beer of the Podcast feature. We have a section looking forward to our trip to Česká Budějovice, which I booked up today. So that's all sorted for our little jaunt up there.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Hot or Nots, we have a couple of those.
A couple of Hot or Nots.
And playing out with the regular, English song sung in Czech, or English language song sung in Czech, I should say. So...
Without further ado,
you're right there, are you?
I'm okay. I'll get into it.
You'll rally, I'm sure.
Okay. Once I get through to Beer of the Podcast, I'll be fine.
All right, fair enough. Let's get cracking then.
Chrudim, a message to you, Chrudim. Oh, it's a message to you.
Stop your messing around. Better think of your future.
That's right. Chrudim, in the heart of that bit near Pardubice and Hradec-Králové.
I call it proddy country.
What?
It's full of prods, man. The whole thing it was all Jan Hus and stuff everywhere.
That's right. I really like it whenever you say Jan Hus, because it just sounds like a Scotsman going to your house. Going to Jan Hus. that tickles me. Sorry.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we went with high hopes of a good competitive game at Chrudim after a long winter break.
Yep. And we... saw very little of it. I don't know. Was it competitive? I could barely see it from the muddy mound and the many heads we were stood behind.
Yeah, the away section was poor. It's reminiscent of a couple of away sections that we've been at this season, where it's been so shallow and there's not really been a stand of sorts. You're pretty much standing on a mound.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you can never really see what's happening at the other side of the pitch.
No, I missed Stepanovski's first goal because it was up at our end. But it was... I was really trying to crane my neck to the right to see through the sea of people's heads in front of me to the quarter of the goal that I could see. So I didn't really see what happened. There was just a sort of satisfying rippling of the net, and then everyone went bananas. So that was all I saw really of that.
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, the whole thing was very strange from the moment you get off the train.
Yes, we got met by more riot police than I've seen pretty much anywhere. It was mad. For on that particular service of the train from Pardubice to Chrudim, there were probably 15, maybe 20 Zbrojovka fans met off the train with Robocops, dogs, riot vans, and then frog marched as a incredibly non-threatening group to the ground.
They were all right, actually. We've had some crap treatment from... I say we as in if it's me and you that are the perpetrators, but we've had some really bad treatment from cops before. Sometimes deserved, away at Bohemka, for example.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, the way that you're just treated
Here
like...
Here comes the tear gas!
Absolute criminals at Karvina as well.
Yeah.
And this one was just... At least it was more of a good-humoured, almost like we have to do this sort of march up through just what seemed to be like a very normal residential town.
Yeah, it was quite sweet. Occasionally when the fans passed those two old women, do you remember? And everyone just kind of went "Dobrý den," like in an incredibly friendly way, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was it was fun enough. We got there and
met a friend of the podcast.
Yes, who greeted us as "Hey, you're those guys from the internet, aren't you?"
Yeah.
To which we said yes, probably slightly too quickly, not necessarily knowing he meant the podcast, but it turns out he did, which is very nice. So, what about the game? It finished 2-1 us,
Yeah.
Two goals from They were both Stepanovski, weren't they?
Stepanovski goals, yeah.
Now, I've heard a theory about his upswing in form and goals and goal-scoring prowess of late.
I'm all ears.
New haircut.
Because he's got to go faster stripe.
Yeah. Peter Stepanovski's new mohawk haircut thing. I've seen that on social media in a couple of places. It's a go faster stripe, a score more stripe.
It's rubbish.
Yeah. Well, of course it is. Yeah. But, you know, he was getting himself in decent positions, which we did see in the winter friendlies. He scored a few over the winter, and he barely troubled the scoring charts before.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's clearly been told to add that to his game, and he's clearly worked hard on it.
He's just finishing off moves himself. He's not being the playmaker as he's supposed to be. I imagine Schumacher on the other side of the field is supposed to be doing that instead.
Mm. Yeah, he just seems to be coming in field a lot more, getting into those positions rather than his remit before winter was just get to the corner flag and cross it.
Yeah.
And if the ball is on the other side, stay out by the corner flag because it's going to go flying over everyone anyway. So, yeah, the first goal, sort of sloppy-ish, I think. The second goal was a dreadful mistake by Krudim. Terrible mix-up between...
between defender and goalkeeper. And it was a proper pass-back going wrong in which... Stepanovski's able to just round the keeper somebody's able to round the keeper, I can't remember who.
It gets squared to Shep, who presented with an empty goal about 10 yards out, suddenly looked incredibly surprised to be there. There was a kind of sort of a panic. Yeah. He takes about sort of three sort of tottering steps before side-footing it sort of half-heartedly, thinking like... Clearly thinking, oh shit, I'm going to miss
so
this.
Slow.
It was ridiculous.
So slow getting over the line.
It was very funny.
I mean, both of the goals were defensive errors, really. I mean, it was the first, our equaliser was Iceman drilling it into the middle of the box and Stepanovski being able to just finish it in a sort of a tap-in fashion as well. Our first goal is, the goal we concede is pretty bad as well. Like, it's just sort of a bit of a ping-pong in the box, goes nowhere and lands on a Hrudin player.
Yeah.
I think it would be remiss to go into the nuts and bolts of the game, however, without mentioning that Ladislav Krejci played 90 minutes as a centre-back.
Yes. Our most creative central midfielder was a centre-half, or was converted into a centre-half for this game. That was very odd. Very strange indeed. Oh, did you notice all the way? I'm gonna give myself a shout-out for 2 weeks ago. Who scored Hudim's goal?
Oh, yeah. It was Vaseline,
yeah. So, yeah, I'm just quite proud of that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Krejci as a centre-half. That was strange.
Yeah, part of me thinks that this is the only way Schuster can crowbar the people he wants onto the field in one formation. This is how you are able to play both Rusek, Schumbera, Stepanovski... On the same pitch, pretty style as well.
Baddish.
It didn't seem to make much sense to me. It seemed to be relentlessly attacking, but if you think of attacking as being taking two attacking players and playing them completely out of position, Rusek just looked absolutely throttled.
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to change Krejci into sort of a Czech Beckenbauer. Stepping out from the back because he's not small either. He's quite tall.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that's a thing.
He's just been called up to the national side, the juniors.
Yeah, he has.
Is it under 21s?
Under 21s. Yeah. Rusek's in the under 20s.
Yeah. I doubt he'd be playing for the under 21s as a centre back.
No, I don't think so.
So why on earth are we playing him as a centre-back? Because, ding, 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 he's not a centre-back.
From all of this formation about shiftery, my big loser, I feel, is going to be Robert Bartolomeu. I can't really see where he fits in this brave new world of five central midfielders.
Yep, he hasn't played since we've...
No, he hasn't.
Since we've come back.
No.
Also... a very quick word I feel necessary on Trichistal.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Go on.
Well, has he just completely blown his chance already, I wonder? Because you come back from loan, you have a reasonably good winter period.
Yeah.
You come there with, call me old-fashioned and using football cliches, but something to prove.
Something to prove.
I don't think getting sent off with 40 minutes left on the clock is proving anything aside from you're making some really rash decisions or you're just in way over your head.
If you're going to get sent off, though, I feel a two-footed leap into a goalkeeper lying on the ground is an excellent way of going about it. I mean, that was really spectacularly stupid. Brilliantly executed.
First yellow 48, second yellow 51.
Yeah.
He is very lucky. Well, I'd say very lucky because he got sent off anyway. But really, that shouldn't be a second yellow. That should be a straight red.
Yeah, I think
it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I think the ref was slightly lenient on him with that. But it was, like I said, if you're going to do something rash and stupid, you know, 10 out of 10 would watch again. Frankly, it was you know, wow, well done. You know, I'm not condoning assaulting prone goalkeepers here,
no.
But just for every level of stupidity and all round rush of blood to the head, it was a belter. Right, it's time for a bit of hot.
Or not!
That's right, this new semi-regular feature that we sort of decided we were going to do and it seems to have stuck after a week.
I hope so, I'm a big advocate of it.
Yeah, backed by possibly popular demand. We haven't asked anyone.
No.
But I am popular for it.
It's our podcast, damn it.
Exactly, yes. So, hot or not, you want to start because you actually came prepared for this and I only just remembered we were doing it.
I have a few.
Go on,
some
then.
In the locker as well.
Okay, well let's rip through these.
Would you like a hot or not?
We'll go with a hot first.
Okay. My hot for this episode, David,
yes,
is
Sam.
Moravian Lower League football.
Yes.
So we're now two games in to the back into the second league. But over the weekend, we're going to see Eskalichen back to league duty, away to Otrokovice.
Mm-hmm.
They've got an 8-point lead
yep.
in the Moravian Silesian Football League. And if you go down to the Vise Day, below the MSFL, then Blansko will be playing on Sunday at Humpolet, and their lead is 12 points
wow.
after playing 15 and winning
15. Yeah,
so,
I think they're coming up, aren't they, Blansko?
Yeah.
It looks like it.
They'll be back up with no problems.
Yeah.
So for those of a more of a craft beer persuasion than
yes.
I, who follow teams like Blansko, shout out the boys, there'll be a lot to look forward to at the weekend.
Yeah. Talking of craft beer, actually, I would also like to shout out to the fact we were called hipster posers, was it? Yes.
Apparently,
we're doing something right.
Apparently, English-speaking Sparta Prague fans, wasn't it, are calling us hipster posers.
That's what I have been informed, and I think we're doing something right if that's the case.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, there was always a spot in the market for hipster poser heavy Zborovka Brno English language podcast. I feel we're filling that gap.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that as much as, you know, the hipster posers thing will not stick, never. There's a banjo in your living room currently, David.
It's not my banjo. Uh-huh. There is a mandolin in that corner, though.
Yes.
So, yeah. Moving on. My hot, talking about Moravian football, is Znojmo. Putting six, count them six, kids, past a Chrudim side that we barely scraped past. And
yep.
Znojmo are not a good football team.
Not a great football team, no.
Yeah, so that was pretty hot from them. The old pickle boys.
The Okurkatsi, yeah.
Yeah.
They've already stuck six past another team this season alone, haven't they? They destroyed Cute Badge FC.
Vitkovica.
I think
that's
that was
6-1
or 6-0.
Yeah.
So they did that as well. Interesting times.
Down in the capital of wine and pickles. Not. What is not hot for you, Sam Beaton?
Funny you're talking about that, actually, Znojmo. Because there were eight games, of course, in the in the this round of the league.
That sounds right.
Two were 0-0 draws.
Mm-hmm.
The other six games managed a total of 25 goals, including Znojmo 6, Hrudim 1, Pardubice 4, Trinets 0, Sokolov 2, Varnsdorf 3, and a game that we'll be talking about soon. So my knot is defending.
Very good. Yeah, that sounds about right.
What's happened?
They've either become very bad or the forwards have become very good. Either way, I'm for it.
Yes.
I like this, sort of footballing insanity that we're witnessing at the moment.
It's really like the one thing that I was going to actually say this in the preview for an upcoming game against Prostyov, but we're skipping it over to next time.
Yeah.
It's worth saying now in this point. Li Jiang, Vlashim goalkeeper.
Yes.
He's now signed for Prostyov.
Okay.
And his first game playing for Prostyov, they lost 4-1 to Zhishkov.
Ouch.
It's
not a good look, is it?
But I don't know. I would be raging if I was him. I honestly think he's one of the best keepers in this league. And he's gone from Vlashim to a worse team.
Well, yeah. But, there you go.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
It's my turn to do a knot, isn't it?
Yes.
My knot is the bunch of fans who, on the train on the way back from Pardubice, I couldn't work out they were the ones that kept opening the automatic door, despite the fact they were standing right next to it.
Nice.
That's my knot.
Nice.
Morons.
Just destroyed the door, didn't they?
Yeah. This is rubbish. That's all I've got, really, on that.
I like that one. That's quite good.
Have we got another hot?
I do have another hot.
Yeah.
My hot is nervous optimism.
Oh, okay,
so
good. Yeah.
Teams now, at this point, after two games back, cobwebs have been shaken off, are now actually looking to, see what's going to happen in this league. As a rule of thumb, teams in the top half are still winning and teams in the bottom half aren't.
Mm.
So now is a time where you're confident of avoiding the drop, or now is the time where you think you're going to make a rush to the playoffs or get automatic promotion.
Yeah.
It's also a knot in the sense that these things often leave you bitterly disappointed. But now's a good time for optimism, I find. So
good.
That's my hot.
I like that. My hot, which could also count as a knot depending on which way you look at it, is Patrick Schick. I don't know whether you saw the Czech squad that's been called up to play England in the international in a couple of weeks' time.
He's not been dropped, is he?
No, he's the only forward. There are some, obviously, in the reserve list.
Yeah.
At time of recording, Patrick Schick is the only forward in the entire Czech side. But
is Matěj Vidra in there for a laugh?
Now the thing is, Matěj Vidra is in there, but he's listed as a midfielder.
Okay.
So I don't.
Someone's been going to the Schuster School of player positioning.
Yeah, just move everyone back one.
Yeah.
Goalkeepers sitting in the crowd.
Yeah.
So that's my hot or a knot, depending on which point of view you're coming from.
Okay.
Do you have a knot? Have you got another one?
I do have another knot.
Go on.
And you might be sensing a bit of a pattern here. So my first knot was defending.
Yes.
And my other knot is midfielding. So
midfielding.
Yes, or being a midfielder.
Yes.
So we've seen already that's Ladja Krejci played 180 minutes
mm-hmm.
of everybody's footballing time as a centre back. And because of this sort of new formation, Robert Bartolomeu can't get a game. Antonín Rusek, who is not a midfielder, is now
a midfielder.
Not a good time to be a midfielder. Even. Well, not a good time to be a defender either, I suppose. But that midfield is very interesting.
There's a lot of competition for places. The other thing Rusek, he's only a kid. He's got a long way to go. But the re-emergence of Michal Škoda is a cause for concern for him. I mean, Škoda's no spring chicken any longer, but he seems to be coming back after quite a long injury layoff, and Schuster seems to be trusting him more. So
yeah, we didn't actually mention that about the Hrudim game. He came on with 15 minutes to go and actually looked like doing something.
Yeah.
That the importance of that game, of course, was that both teams are terrible and looked like it was pretty much going to be cancelled out until the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. So. Okay, I've got one more knot for you.
Good, good.
Something that was not hot was the poor bastard about 8 Viktoria Žižkov fans in the away end at Zbrojovka. The away end at Zbrojovka is the most uncovered piece of ground you could possibly... I mean,
The most uncovered piece of ground. I like that.
Well, it doesn't have a roof. But,
most prone to lightning.
But it doesn't even have any attempt at seating. It's the only section that is literally just concrete steps with metal barriers. I mean, not that you could shelter under a seat, but, you know, it at least gives you something a little less awful to sit on if you fancy sitting down than wet concrete. So, yeah. Sorry to those guys who had to put up with what can only be described as just, well, what it was, an horrendous hailstorm for a lot of the game. It was pretty Baltic.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought you were setting yourself up for a good pun there, but
No, go on.
I was going to say, I mean, comparing the weather and, you know, and the team they support, which was the biggest shower on Sunday?
Hey, good, and we'll be coming on to that in a second. And before the Žižkov game, we met up with a regular listener of this podcast. We can now, I suppose we're duty-bound to say friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast.
Yeah. Who came down from Prague, and we met him for a bit of lunch and to watch Liverpool-Burnley, because he's a big Burnley fan.
Yep.
And he took a couple of minutes out to have a chat about... wherefore Žižkov? All right, it's just before, well, not just before the Victoria Žižkov game, it's 2 in the afternoon, and we are here with, I'm going to say, celebrity travelling Victoria Žižkov fan Dan Statham. You're right.
Yeah, not bad. We're 2-1 down against, in my other guise as a Burnley fan, we're 2-1 down against Liverpool at the moment, so it's not grateful.
Yeah, you were saying earlier you're anticipating seeing 2 losses today.
Yeah, but, yeah, more than likely.
All right. Why Žižkov then?
I sort of visited friends about 10 years ago when I was just over for a weekend, and you sort of feel obliged to go out and see some of Prague when you're doing that. So I was walking past down Žižkov at 10 o'clock on a Sunday, and it seemed bizarrely like there was some activity at a football ground at that ungodly hour. So I went in and ended up supporting Victoria Žižkov. 5 years in the UK as the UK Supporters Club guy, aka just me, and then moved here and finally actually got a season ticket and been supporting them ever since.
Nice, alright.
Well, I mean, with the way that Victoria Žižkov are going right now, did that season ticket actually cost you money, or did you just exchange something like an amulet made out of cat's teeth?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's 450 crowns. It's not the most expensive season ticket.
450 for the season,
for half season.
Okay, oh, for okay. Half.
I don't think it's still
cheaper than ours. Yeah. I think.
Yes. Well. I think
there's an unspoken thing at Žižkov. They only ever sell season tickets by the half season because that's all they're going to commit to existing for. And we seem to only employ players for half seasons as well. Although we have signed a couple on now. Deals.
Yeah, I mean, you signed a few players in the January transfer window, but that does take them only from January to the end of the season.
Yeah, so we've signed basically a new team. I think we've got Bazal and maybe a few others that have hung around. But yeah, now we've got Elvis up front, so hopefully he can shake things up.
Right. Who? Elvis? You've mentioned him
Elvis
before
Mushiki.
Now. Right.
I think he's from Český Budějovice.
Okay.
But he's a bit of a unit. He scored 2 last week.
Mm-hmm.
So he's might maybe hopefully the loss of Batty to a broken leg will be covered up by him scoring, so we don't concede as many.
Fair enough.
That's a huge victory for Victoria Žižkov. I think that is the first time that Žižkov have scored more than once in a game since the end of September.
Yeah.
Is this just... does it look like it's just going to be, you know, a one-off sort of victory against what is kind of a poor Prostějov side, or is there real sort of, without using the cliche too much, like green shoots of recovery there?
I think a little bit of green shoots. It's kind of reminded them that, you know, we can win. We do know how to put the ball in the onion bag, so to speak. and there were some lovely Croatian style Czech red and white goal nets that made a new appearance.
Oh, nice.
That was a nice addition. So yeah, we do seem to be playing a lot better. I did sort of involuntarily exclaim at 2-0, we're not shit anymore. that may come back to
that
bite
me. That remains
to
be seen.
Yeah, that may come back to bite me. We're about to lose like 8-0 to Burnout probably, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, interesting enough, that a team that you definitely do know how to score against is Brojovka, having beaten us 3-2 earlier on in the season. How do you think the game's going to go today?
We may sneak a draw, potentially. Something like a 2-2, potentially.
So you reckon there's going to be goals in it then, at least?
Yeah, I think, it's going to be a nice, wet sort of pitch. The ball's going to move around a lot. We know how to attack. We don't always know how to defend. So I don't think we'll be looking to sit back and try and sneak it that way. So we'll see if we can score and at least score as many as Burnell do. But I think we might get something.
I think lunch was a generous observation. There was very little lunch being had, but a lot of pints being had.
Well, Dan had lunch. I ate before I came out. He didn't have that luxury.
I was hooked up to a constant stream of alcohol.
Yeah, there was much beer involved, as there is pre-football.
Do you know how my night ended, by the way?
No.
My night ended later on back at the Immigrant Bar, where I was doing a piano duet of Neil Young's Heart of Gold.
That's odd. With who?
This random guy in the pub.
Oh, okay.
Drinks were had.
Do you play the piano?
No, I was singing and I
right.
tapped.
Okay. I was gonna say you don't play the piano. Is this a
well? I couldn't before. But, yeah, it was a interesting evening afterwards for sure.
Uh huh. I went home, watched the Formula One Netflix thing. It was really good.
Yeah. It was really good, actually, getting kind of really steaming as well afterwards, the game as well, because I sort of forgot about the game by the time I'd woken up, and then it was like, oh yeah, that happened.
So we should probably talk about that.
Yes, go on then.
It was 6-0. It was 6-0 to us.
That's an important caveat to put on it, because sometimes I don't think our listeners are aware which way it goes.
Yeah, sometimes. It was definitely 6-0 to us. We were very good. Victoria were very poor.
Yes. And I know this is becoming a cliche because I think this is the third time or fourth time I've said it on the podcast, but worst team we've seen.
Yeah. Although they did beat us in the first
half. Yeah, and I'm kind of raging about that. But this is the new look team that we were talking about in the previous podcast. They rebuilt their entire back four. It seems for nothing more than a joke.
Yeah, but it's I want to very kindly say work in progress, but they better bloody hurry up about it because they haven't got very long to go and they look like they've never met each other.
Do they have a shot on goal?
I don't remember a shot on goal.
It was the weather as well was particularly
the weather
testing.
Was brutal, yeah. And also, a lot of the game seemed to be spent celebrating goals. If I think back to the game, I don't actually remember a lot about it. There seemed to be a lot of celebrating goals, a lot of sympathising with it, because Dan was standing with us, actually. Mm-hmm. He didn't go into the soaking wet away end. A lot of sympathising with him about how dreadful Žižkov were, and then he left after the fourth one went in. So after about half an hour, he decided to cut his losses and go, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Poor sod. But you're right. Hope you made it back there, Dan. But, yeah. I don't remember much about it, to be honest.
We pumped them.
Yeah.
Stepanovski, again, had a good game. As you were mentioning earlier on, he actually seems to be having more attempts now. It was interesting to see that we had six goals.
Six, I was just about to say.
Scorers.
Six different goal scorers. Lovely to see.
Can you remember them all, though?
Magera.
Yes.
Stepanovski.
Yes.
Škoda.
Yes.
And three more.
Yeah, Iceman.
Iceman
who
right.
opened the scoring with a sumptuous volley from outside
that's
the box.
That's right, that was a good one,
you
wasn't
it? You don't see left-back scoring, or of his mould, scoring many like that, so that was really good to see. Rusek got on the goal-scoring list
and
as well.
And I believe Sukup with the third, he had that header that went into the ground and then bounced over a hapless-looking goalkeeper and sort of trickled in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there we go. Yeah, we remembered.
Okay, do you know the last time that Zborovka, I think, either scored six or won a game 6-0?
Cheb.
In 1994.
Yeah, TJ, what were they?
They were Union Cheb.
TJ Union Cheb.
And here is a warning for Viktoria Žižkov, because we beat Union Cheb 6-0.
6-1, wasn't it?
6-0.
6-0, okay.
That team went bust.
Yeah. A warning from history, but not really a warning, because Viktorka are almost certainly about to very nearly go bust. So that might just very well happen anyway. Whether we had beaten them 6-0 or not, I think that's just... It's looking pretty bleak for the stripy heroes.
It's so weird. The whole thing is utterly weird to me, because this league in general is insane. So... I mean, this is a team that won 4-1 the week before, then gets bodied 6-0 the week after. There's been a couple more of these as well, where I think Hrudim beat somebody 4-0 earlier on, and then they got tanked 6-1 at the weekend.
As we touched on last time, yeah, just veering between the two poles of insanity. Yeah, it's, as you said, it's a very weird league.
This is, I think, generally maybe why a lot of teams go up and just are abysmally awful in the first league, because I think a lot of teams either know how to attack or know how to defend, and it interchanges every game.
Yeah, yeah, it's very curious, isn't it? That's sort of all I've got on the Viktorka game, apart from to say it was brilliant.
I really
enjoyed it. I had a whale of a time.
I mean, it was a good boost, I think, before a really important game next. The only worry that I have is that wasn't a particularly big test to set us up. It was also really nice, actually, to go into, like, I would rather it be 6-0 with 4-0 half time than I would like 2-0 and then 6-0 full time, only because it means that in the second half we got to see Winter, we got to see, I think, David Gatch came on.
I don't think Gatch came on, isn't he?
No, he's injured. Who came on?
No, he's out on loan, Gatch.
You're right, we talked about this at the time. Who came on?
Did not Pachlotnik make an appearance
Pachlotnik
at some point?
Might have done. Did Zekel come on?
Possibly.
But it's good to get some other people to run out when the game's already done, pretty much.
The other thing I like about these two games that we've talked about are we have won very, very well, and we've also won while playing dreadfully. And, cliche alert, mark of champions.
Yes.
we're not going to be champions.
I'll counter that with that. Congratulations, we beat teams who are 16th and 14th in the league.
Still counts.
Hey, hope it's Beer It Podcast.
Okay, so that was a very northern intro to this week's Beer of the Podcast, or this episode's Beer of the Podcast, I should say. We have a beer from Žatec, which is up near Ústí nad Labem, where we have previously been, and it is called Baronka, is it not? Which means Baroness, and there is a story behind this.
Shout out Trump's son.
Which is actually why, and shout out to Amy and Mushka and so forth, and Tommy, which is actually who I was thinking of when I chose this. So, yeah, if you know what that means, you know what I mean. Sorry for doing a really very much an in-joke there. We have some information. It is named after Baroness Ulrika von Levetzhoff.
Ulrika
von Levetzhoff, who is a poet, and she was the, it says on my screen here, the last love of Goethe there. And she died in the village of Trebivlitsa? if I'm reading that correctly, which is up near Usti as well. So her, you know, her sort of lasting thing, I suppose, is she has a beer named after her, which also has her portrait on the cap and on the label as well. So that's nice. It was incredibly cheap again.
Uh-huh.
I'm going for the cheap stuff that I had never heard of. I think it was about 13 crowns.
Alcohol, 5.3%. Could this be quite slaggy?
I think it's going to be quite malty. Probably. Yeah. Like, if you smell it, it smells a kind of malty. So, yeah.
Touch of the socks about it, maybe.
Touch of the socks about it. That was fantastic podcasting, by the way. Just the sound of you sniffing the top of a beer bottle. That is professional recording right there. No dead air. If it's the sound of Sam smelling the top of a bottle, that's not dead air to me.
That's it. Broke book sniffing. Woke beer sniffing.
Right, good. Anyway, cheers. Here we go. Doesn't really taste of much.
I'm sensing a theme in this podcast. It's
all right. It's perfectly serviceable. There's nothing spectacular about it.
It's got some sort of aftertaste, which I don't hate. But I don't know what it is.
It's alright. It's made with those famous Jartet's hops.
Yeah.
Of course. They're apparently famous from that region.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of beer lovers are big into Jartet's.
Yeah. So that's... You're right there.
I'm just...
Sending you to sleep, isn't it?
Tired today. It's been a very long day.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Royovcast, the only podcast that sends the presenters to sleep while they're doing it. I'm sorry about that.
It's a beer.
It's a beer. We should start going back to the weird stuff. Like, we've just been doing just, like, lager recently, haven't we?
Yeah.
So we should start going back to the odd stuff. Really,
I don't want to repeat a feet beer.
No, there is that. Or
Cornish steam lager was.
Cornish
well.
Steam lager was crap, wasn't it?
Not a lager, and it wasn't Cornish.
And would it get you steaming? I suppose it would if you had enough of it.
Probably would. Yeah. Steaming.
Anyway, talking of beer, guess where we're going?
To the quiz on Thursday.
After that, at the weekend.
Well, I've got a team building, so I'm actually going north. Oh, we're going to Chesky Wood.
We're going to Chesky Wood Airbits, aren't we? Oh, the jeopardy there. Oh, the jeopardy. That was very good.
This sort of banter you just don't get on. That you get on most podcasts.
Yeah. Okay, as the Baronka goes slowly down, Česká Budějovice it is. We're going up on Sunday because kickoff time is 5 o'clock on a Sunday, which is slightly annoying. But hey, we've got an Airbnb coming back Monday, aren't we? So that's
sorted.
Easy enough.
Sorted. Yeah.
Sorted indeed. So, what do we know about Česká Budějovice apart from they're very good?
Well, for me, there are two extremely concerning games which we have before the end of the season at this point.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of them.
Yep.
The other one is actually Hradec Králové at home for different reasons.
Okay.
I think that we can't really talk about the Jihlava away game as being this cause for concern because it's either going to be... If we have something to play for by that point, I think it'll be excellent.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think it's just going to be a damp squib of a game.
It's just
going to
be a grand day out otherwise, isn't mm-hmm. it, I think.
But I think these are the two hardest games that we mm-hmm. have left. Perhaps Varnsdorf away as well.
Varnsdorf away will be tricky, I think.
Be a tough one. Well, what to say about Česká Budějovice, besides from the fact that they're top of the table? I think they're 4 points clear. I think something
sure,
like that.
Yeah.
And they've won their last two games, 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
At the weekend, actually took a Kladrubský penalty to get past Prostějov.
Oh, wow, okay.
So that says something. However, in the league, they have only lost three times this season. They've won their last five, and you have to go back to the end of September to find a defeat.
Right, okay.
it sounds a lot more impressive than it is because we have this winter break.
Yeah.
But it's still, I mean, winning your last five is no joke. And what's been kind of interesting for me is that they've actually made signings.
Right. Yeah, actual real signings, not on loan or anything like that. Actual real humans on full-time contracts.
Yes.
Good Lord.
And I think they've got a couple of... Well, they've got a loanee. They've got Lukáš Provod, who's on loan until the summer, and he's from Victoria Pilsen, under-21s. Okay. And he played...
The beer derby there, yeah, where they play each other.
He's a left-sided player.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the right side is another signing, Ladislav Martán, who they've actually got from Hradec.
Oh, okay.
In the over the break. And he's been in the starting lineup 10 times for Hradec this season, so it's not like they've gone for a bench warmer.
Yeah, that's...
Someone who's surplus to requirements.
Yeah, that's absolutely knackering one of your closest rivals there.
Yeah. And that's just because Chebe normally play a 4-2-3-1, which, and this, or judging by the past two games, they have Provod as the attacking left, and then they have Martán on the right,
mm-hmm,
with, who else but David Ledecký,
yeah,
up at the top. Ledecký, who I think scored, who's already scored since they've got back.
He's on, 11 or 12 or something now?
Perhaps more. Yeah. He's probably going to be the highest scorer of this season.
But hey, don't worry, we'll have a midfielder on him.
that's a good point. Also, what might be interesting to note is that they've also got somebody from the First League.
Oh, yeah.
So Patrick Brandner has left sinking ship Dukla.
Right.
He's taken part in 16 Dukla matches this season, and he is an attacker.
Mm-hmm.
Has he scored?
For Dukla or for... I'm going to say no.
Nope, he hasn't. And he's not been in the starting 11 either since the break, but he has had an hour. So it looks like he'll be a rotation and an impact sub,
yeah,
which is interesting because, on the other hand, I've talked before about how I like Ivo Taborski.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting less and less time. He was never really a starter. He came on with 15-20 minutes to go.
Yeah.
He's had 8 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Over the last two games. So he's also not scoring. So I guess that's why Chebe are looking at options.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of our utter humping of Žižkov, we've now outscored them. So I think it's 34-33.
Oh, okay,
they've
right.
got a far better defence than us.
Well, yeah.
No surprises. But we're putting in goals,
yeah,
at least. And I worry a little bit about this game. I don't know how you feel.
I'm certainly looking forward to it. It's a good day out, a nice town, good stadium.
Very much so.
So yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Any kind of result would be amazing.
My concern is that because we've played two desperately poor teams, and in the last game we didn't concede, we're going to keep with the same formation, and I don't know if the same formation is going to work against a team that's a bit more intelligent, like Česká Budějovice.
Yeah.
They're playing a 4-2-3-1 as well, so they're going to have plenty of stuff happening in the centre of the park. So people like Rusek are going to get swamped there. Krejci's going to have his hands full. He's not really a defender.
Yeah,
and it's actually...
I don't know whether we've mentioned that before, listener, that he's not really a defender.
It's starting to get a bit serious now in some ways, because Hradec Králové, who we don't play until May, but which is a bit out of mind right now, they drew on Saturday or Sunday. They drew one each with Masta Borsko.
Right.
So we've cut the gap to third place to 5 points
we
now.
We have, yeah.
So if we can get another point here and they slip up somewhere, that's going to be actually
huge. Magic, yeah.
Can I shout out Hradec Králové?
Of course.
For the weirdest interaction I've had on Twitter.com.
Go on.
So I was a bit drunk on Sunday.
Hence the Neil Young and smacking an F sharp.
Yeah. So Hradec Králové tweeted like their analysis of their match or whatever,
right,
you know, go to this Chanuk or whatever. And I, in capital letters, I think about 3 o'clock in the morning, just wrote, "We're coming for you."
In 2 months. Yeah.
What I was not expecting was Hradec Králové to tweet me back with a riddle.
Okay.
Riddle which says, "There's many a slip between the cup and the lip." Now, I don't know what that means.
It's don't count your chickens, basically, isn't it?
Many a slip between the cup and the lip.
Yeah, you know, once you pick up your cup of wine or whatever, there's a lot of chances to get it wrong before it's got into your mouth.
Oh, I see.
I think that's what it means. So, yeah, don't count your chickens, basically, I think is what they're saying.
They also liked the tweet, so I don't know.
Well, you know, maybe they're just taking pity on you. I don't know.
I mean, I would take pity on a team that's got an attacking midfielder as a centre-back, but...
Or, you know, there's many a slip between cup and lip, don't take so many sips, you tweet football clubs at 3 a.m.
That's true.
It could just be life advice.
Am I getting chirped by a football club that has literally 50 fans?
Yeah, possibly. All 50 fans are going to stage an intervention at some point.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic, yeah. Right. So, well, that was... Yeah, so that's interesting. That's bizarre.
How do you think we're going to... Back to the football.
Yeah.
How do you think we're going to do in this game? What would you like us to see?
Bear in mind, of course, we did do them 3-1 at our place. So it's not, you know, we're not without...
We did them 2-1, didn't we?
Was it 2 or 3? I thought it was 3. Maybe it was 2.
I think it was 2-1.
Okay. Either way, we beat them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few teams to have done so. Honestly, I don't know. I'm just going... Yeah, no, this is in-depth analysis right here. I'm simply just looking forward to it. I haven't really given it much thought. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to it. Like I said, any point would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I have a weird feeling about a 1-1. I think we will score, which is something.
Okay.
If Peter Stepanovsky's magic haircut can keep us going. Yeah,
That's true. Will we be unchanged?
I'm going to say yes. Because at the moment it looks like Barth is out of favour, Schroeder's not quite up to full fitness, Schumbacher will be back, but I mean, 2 yellow cards, 1 game suspension.
Priestdal will be back.
Sorry, yeah.
Priestdal will be back unless there's been something where he's, you know, been compliance officered. I don't know if they have that here, but.
And
you wouldn't expect him to start, though. I mean, I would expect us to start like we did last time with Skoda and Magera.
Yeah, and I think all of the rest are not quite ready for it.
Regular occurrence.
Kotula, I don't think will be featuring in such a big game. Mm-hmm. And we have a very good right back in Ondra Sukup anyway. I think we'll be pretty much unchanged.
Yeah.
You?
I would like us to be changed.
Okay.
I would like us to do one of two things. Either to play Skoda and Magera up front.
Yeah.
And then drop Rusek.
Fair.
Put in Krejci.
Yeah.
And then put somebody at the back.
And then play some defenders in defence.
Even like a Pavlik or something like that at the back.
Yeah.
Which I think would be nice.
Yeah.
Or, alternatively, we get rid of Skoda and put Rusek up where he plays best, which is lying behind Magera.
Mm.
It's a sort of 10 sort of position.
Yeah.
And we, again, put a midfielder back into the midfield. Yeah. Because I could just see us getting absolutely overrun by their lines there.
I just every time I see Rusek as an orthodox midfielder, I just keep being reminded of his performance in Znojmo, where he was just running between the line of midfield and forward, buzzing around, made a right nuisance of himself. He was great that day. Yeah. And put him back there. Well, there we go. We will let you know how that goes in another couple of weeks.
Yes, but you were saying that there is international
There
football.
Is an international break, so I think we might...
Not another break.
Yeah, we might touch on England versus Czech Republic, which is qualifiers for Euro 2020 there. Uh-huh. So we might touch on that. Yep.
And then we'll have a preview of Zbrojovka at home to Milan Lutonski's Prostějov.
Yeah. But until then, just a quick reminder to tell your friends, pass this podcast on to anyone who you think would appreciate it. You can you can get our stuff anywhere where you get your audio now, so Audio Boom and Spotify and Apple Podcasts and places like that.
You can also tweet analysis to Zbrojovcast on Twitter or riddles to @HradecKralove.
Yes, very good. So we're going to leave you with this magnificent piece of music. It doesn't matter who sings this, the original or this cover of it. It's a great song done by, no matter what you think about him, a fabulous singer.
A cult hero, could you say? Or just a hero?
I would say just a hero.
Just a hero.
Yeah. On that bombshell, that's your lot. See ya.
Bye.
Když prvně na jaře ženy si do ulic vyhnou, nemohu za to, že vzplanu jak slaměnej vík. Stávám se rázem, zlodějem růží a to je můj jedinej hřích. Jednou v zrcadle objevím ve vlasech bílou. Dojde mi neklamně, že na mě podzim už dýš. Koupím sto růží. Odpust mi, Bože, i tenhle poslední. Bez toho já už nemohu žít.